killed a great Paul.
Hey, Paul, it's Pete from Bank of Cardiff. Just wanted to get an update from you. You're no longer looking for some capital, I'm assuming.
Can you hold on about 2 minutes?
Yeah, no worries. Yeah.
I have no clue. Let me call them. Don't do it. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries, no worries.
I do and I don't, to be honest with you. Well, I don't think I can qualify, to be honest, because I'm so over whatever.
Over leveraged. Do you have a couple current loans?
What I wanted to do was to combine everything into. I built, okay, just about a year ago, my store was going down the tubes because they put a soup kitchen in the building next door to me, and my customers would not cross the line and come in the store because they would be sitting on my curb, on my windowsill, things. So I moved about 1,000 feet away, cross 41 into a building, and I put everything I had into remodeling the building to move in there. And I used every credit card I had, and I'm just overextended myself. And what I would like to do, but I don't think it's going to possible, is to combine everything into one loan and let me pay like $2,000 a month.
Yeah, well, do you have any working capital loans currently? I see you did business with New Logic.
I have New Logic, and I have another one that's down to about under $5,000. And off the top of my head, I can't tell you the name of it.
Okay. That one's about $5,000. What about New Logic? How much is that?
About 18. Between, 18. Let's put, say 20 to round it out.
Okay, let's say 20. Okay, so you got $25,000 in working capital loans. And how much were you looking to obtain?
Well, I would like to get everything and put under one loan. And I don't know how far I can go with it. I'm short of breath. I just got out of the hospital.
Oh, okay. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So I'm just looking through your file. What did you do in gross annual sales here?
Well, last year I did only about 147. Right now, with this year, with it following it suit, I'm around almost 200, somewhere in that range. It will be this year, because of the move.
Okay, that's not too bad.
I can actually go over to the computer and tell you where I stand right at this moment.
No, I don't need something exact here, but Paul, with a couple pieces of paperwork that I think could, 15 minutes, maybe just an application, some bank statements, and a tax return, it only takes 24 hours to get a yes or no approval, and, it doesn't really cost you anything, so... we could look at some numbers into you and see if we can just at least get some of these loans compiled into one. And like you said, $2,000 a month.
Okay, because I'm between the two outstanding ones, not counting all the credit cards and that kind of. The credit cards don't add up to that much, but there's $100 here and $80 here and $125 here, and they add up quite quickly. So, what do I need to do for you?
I'll shoot you a quick email, and what I'm going to put in there is just an application, and all we need are 6 months of bank statements, and most recent tax return for the business, and you take credit cards, I'm assuming, right?
Right.
4 months of your merchant processor, just because it's a revenue-based loan, so they look at all the aspects of the business.
Okay. Now, here's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a place where it's seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just starting into my new season. I'm coming out of my slow period. Mm-hmm. November starts the snowbirds are here now until next June. So from now till June, I will probably, the last 6 months are going to be my low months.
Okay. So how about, I'm just going to put in there, well, what I do usually for a seasonal business is just request 12 months of bank statements just so the underwriters can see and, you know, they don't judge you based on maybe a six-month period that's not, you know, it doesn't reflect what your business does.
Okay.
Now, so I'll just ask for 12.
Now, you're asking bank statements, you said?
Mm-hmm. Just the business bank statements, business tax return, and if you have the, who's your credit card processor, like Heartland or someone like that?
It's one out of Dallas. Off the top of my head, I don't know what the name of it is until I pull out. I'm bad at remembering.
That's fine. Yeah, don't worry about it. Just send me those statements. I'll ask for like 4 months of those, or if you want to give me like 6 months or even a full year, if it, I don't know how hard it is for you to get access to that.
I can get them. I switch carriers in April.
So just give me the, you know, the from April until now, we should be fine.
Okay. Now, what, okay, a bank of cards, what actually are you? Because I know, I think you're different what all these ones that are hitting me up with these business loans or whatever you want to.
We're a little bit different. A lot of these companies that you're talking to or calling you, you know, they're basically come to fruition in the last 5 years, 4 years. We were in the equipment financing industry. You know, we're going on 14 or 15 years now. So we have more of an established, you know, relationship in the industry itself of business loans, because we've been doing it with the equipment side of things. Then in 2008, when working capital kind of came onto the scene, just because, you know, the big banks couldn't do anymore, we kind of got involved into that. And that's when a lot of those new companies kind of popped up in 2011, 2012. So that's kind of all they do are these like short-term loans. We kind of have
interest. Right.
Yeah, we kind of have a little bit more to offer as for terms of variety. So, you know, sometimes people will be using their working capital to buy a tractor when, you know, and paying, you know, 30, 40 cents on the dollar because it's unsecured, where, you know, we can step in there and just finance the tractor, like good old-fashioned equipment financing loan, and, you know, those interest rates are much lower.
Okay.
Obviously.
What is your interest rate on something like this?
You know, it's hard to tell off the top of our head, just because, you know, a lot of underwriting is based on the revenues, so it's, you know, kind of complicated. But we're not too far from NewLogic. You know, the product itself is very similar. What are you paying with them right now?
Well, let's put it this way: I borrowed $18,000, and I'm paying
$25,000. Okay, let me just do some quick math.
In fact, they upped it $500 to get it to another figure for some reason. I don't remember the wording on it. But it just, they're taking $65 a day out of my account, $66 a day out of my account.
66 daily? How long was that term for?
18 months.
18 months. Yeah, so, you know, from what you got from NewLogic, We have similar programs depending on, you know, credit and all. It's very, very similar. If you were looking, say, if we got you that $25K, you were at 66 daily for $18K, we could probably get you somewhere around the same payment, just more money. Again, it's really hard for me to just spitball numbers, but the good thing is it only takes 24 hours to get some feedback, so once I get an application from you later today, you know, by this time tomorrow, maybe late afternoon tomorrow, I could just have, hey, Paul, these are the numbers, if it works for you, if it doesn't, then no big deal, both go our separate ways. If it does, then, you know, we can fund it by the end of the week. So okay. it's kind of nice because there's no pressure. It's really, you know, it's just, here's what we can do for you. If it doesn't line up with your, you know, current loans, and if it doesn't make sense for you, then it doesn't work. If it does, then it does.
Okay.
What's I think I got the your email here though, Paul at gildedgrape.com.
Yes.
Perfect. I'll shoot something over there right now, and you think you can get that back to me in a couple hours here? I'll get that submitted today.
Okay. I doubt it's gonna be a couple hours because it's a busy day.
Okay. Yeah, try and get it to me later on today at some point. If worst case scenario, I'll give you a call tomorrow afternoon if I don't see anything, okay?
Okay.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
Take care, Paul. Bye-bye.